U.S. and British bombs filled with depleted uranium used against people in Iraq almost a decade ago are now beginning to show their harmful effects on the health of Iranians. Dust particles that carry toxic depleted uranium are finding their way into southwestern Iran from neighboring Iraq. Many Iranians in the region are now suffering from eye infections and chest pains, amongst other symptoms.
Dust particles from Saharan parts of Iraq enter Iran's provinces of Khuzestan, Lorestan and Ilam, which caused major chronic lung disease for newborn babies and children.
Government officials say that every day they receive more reports about toxic air filled with depleted uranium in southwestern parts of Iran.
70% of dust particles enter southwestern parts of Iran from Iraq. During the U.S. invasion in 2003, it is known that U.S. military used depleted uranium bombs. These have caused severe complications such as chronic respiratory diseases and skin diseases.
Officials also say that the number of children with birth defects born in the city of Ahvaz has increased due to mothers' inhalation of air contaminated with depleted uranium used in U.S. and British-made weapons.
Toxic air has infected 19,000 Iranians since 2003, 5,000 just in the province of Khuzestan. 70% of people who had ailing respiratory diseases became worse, while 17% of new patients got chronic lung disease. Since 2003, Iran has had an increase of 3.2% of magnesium in its air. City of Bushehr witnessed the dirtiest period in Iran's history with 9,900 cubic meters of polluted air, which lasted for 144 hours. The normal concentration of air pollution is 150 cubic meters. In addition, in 2008, Khuzestan had abnormal air pollution for 103 days.
What's even more disturbing is that depleted uranium has a radioactive half-life of 4.5 billion years. Many believe U.S. and U.K. have committed war crimes by using such weapons in Iraq. However, international organizations, including the United Nations, have so far failed to condemn them for committing such atrocities. Government officials have explained that every time the Iranian government has to shut down due to air pollution, it costs the government $216 million per day. Since America's invasion of Iraq back in 2003, it has cost the Iranian government up to $24 billion because of the days it had to shut down due to air pollution. Amir Hossein Iskandar, Press TV, Tehran.